Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. So here we are, 3 months after the start of COVID, and the U.S. is reopening in ways large and small. But for some people, instead of bringing joy, the new reality means more uncertainty and unease. Because for much of the U.S., life today is a set of either-ors. We can go to the park, but we might worry about whether others at the park will be wearing masks. We can eat at a restaurant if we sit outside, but we don't know if our fellow diners will be keeping the proper distance. When everything was locked down, we knew what to think and do. Now, we don't know whether we should be cautious or carefree. How do we play the brain game of reopening? We talked to psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz, who had some great ways to think about life in this new, sort of normal. So let's consider why this time is so challenging. In some states, coronavirus cases are dropping to new lows, which is great news. While in other states, we're hitting record highs. All 50 states have reopened in some manner, but the restrictions vary greatly. You can go to the theater or a gym or a bar in Arizona or Florida, but not in Colorado or California. And while Oregon was pretty much open early June, the governor put a pause on that when COVID cases soared this month. To add to the question about what we can do, there are concerns about our fellow citizens. A study in April showed that only 55% of Americans said they would wear a mask in public. With all this uncertainty, it's no wonder that 80% of Americans are waiting for some additional reassurance before they resume normal activities, according to a recent McKinsey study. Fortunately, Dr. Gail Saltz has some advice on how to navigate these times. Dr. Saltz is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a best-selling author, and host of the iHeart podcast, Personology. Let's hear what she had to say.
In the majority of the country, I think there are real and genuine concerns about risk exposure, depending on how close you're getting to people, whether they're wearing masks or not, so how your area is handling the reopening and the numbers that exist there. And because there's real risk, and by the way, there's also risk involved in not reopening, and so that's the conflict for everybody, right? The risk of COVID and contracting it versus the risk of being out of work or having businesses be closed, these are risks on either side, and that puts people into conflict. Try to look in your local area as to, you know, what is actually happening and use data to make your informed decision. And then try to look inside your mind. And for some people, taking risks is very comfortable for them. And they may even take more risks than they should be because they're essentially risk takers. Versus if you know yourself and you know that actually you tend to be a more anxious person, I'm seeing more of that. People who have high anxiety tend to solve their anxiety for themselves by avoidance. And the more that you avoid, the more you will avoid because it makes you feel relieved. You want to sort of mentally know something about how you think, whether you tend to be on the risk-taking or anxious side of things. And you also want to be able to follow then what you decide and not feel that you have to be swayed by what other people want you to do. For example, one person whose maybe friend group is saying, let's all go to this restaurant, come with us. And maybe you're saying, you know, I've looked and I don't feel comfortable for these various reasons. Maybe you just are looking around and saying, I don't think what's going on here is smart and I'm not comfortable with it. You have to be able to talk to people that are in your lives who may have very different approaches, who may be essentially peer pressuring you, and say, you know, I really value our friendship or I really value our relationship and I want to keep it up in these ways, but right now I really feel uncomfortable and I hope that you can respect that for me. And hopefully if you're very open about communication in that way, you avoid, you know, real conflict. Obviously, the world is not as it was, and if you were a person who was pretty happy in the world as it was, and you feel that the things that you've had to do to accommodate have really taken away a lot of important things, and for many people that is the case, whether it's financial, whether it's who they can see, and who they can live with. There are real losses for people, and there is a certain amount of accepting that. That being said, there are definitely things that one can do for oneself to still partake and, you know, moment to moment find joys in life. And, you know, one way to do that is the practice of gratitude. It is about every day, maybe naming three things in your day for which you feel really grateful and really have appreciated in your day. It could be as small as, you know, I had a wonderful cup of coffee this morning. It could be as big as, you know, I had a really meaningful conversation with my mom. So, you know, really, really thinking about during the day things which you do appreciate and feel grateful for, which is very easy to overlook in the difficult circumstances we're in now. And that may also help you inject more into your day that you can appreciate and do enjoy.
It's always reassuring to talk to Dr. Saltz, and it's good to know that it's our personal comfort that counts, not what others might say. So if you don't feel ready to get into the full swing of activities, by all means, don't. So here's something good for today. We should recognize that this time of gradual reopening creates unease, and that's totally normal. If taking extra precautions increases our comfort level, we should do that. But remember, there are plenty of activities, particularly outdoors, that are both enjoyable and safe. And to keep in a positive frame of mind, it's always good to practice gratitude for the small moments in life. That can mean appreciating a great cup of coffee or even a meaningful conversation. And for some fascinating listening, be sure to check out Dr. Saltz's podcast, Personology, on iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.